Blog Talk Radio.
The Apocalypse Nenna Show.
How many times are you going to say
that? Welcome, everybody, to the Apocalypse Nenna Show. I am your host, Jacqueline Druga. I am excited about today's show, which I'll get to in a few minutes, you know, but I want to thank everyone for joining us and being here. I like the way I said that.
I always like what you say.
The Apocalypse Nenna Show. I could have done like the phone sex voice. The Apocalypse Nenna Show. Are you here? Are you listening?
Stop. You're going to excite our male listener.
Our male listener, Harold.
No, Fred. Fred. Say hi to Fred.
I'll say it in the phone sex way.
He's dedicated.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Oh, my God. Stop.
What are you wearing?
You're not turning me straight.
Okay.
No,
so,
I'm looking at the chat room now. There's got to be a response to that.
Who is us this evening?
Fred goes, oh, my God.
With us this evening is R.W. Glinger.
Good evening, peeps.
We got Miss Collective Kate Rushi.
Great to be here tonight.
And special guest tonight, my grandson, my boo.
Hello, cool people.
So he is going to be joining in conversations and asking questions. But Rob got him a really cool thing. What did Rob get you?
It's a golf course. With an electric.
He pulled a Ben Carson coughing in the microphone.
That was
Ben Carson. We don't call them Costs. We call them Ben Carsons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't mean to be political. That was not a political statement.
It is a car for like when you pull on the car. It just built a track and then there's like a hole. So there's like a hole line. So the job, I have it white. It's on white now.
Okay, sweetie. So what are we talking about tonight? Do you know? Do you remember that guy's name I told you?
I don't remember.
Do you remember what I told you he does?
Nostradamus.
Okay, so why don't you go play with your car, and we'll call you when we get to the Nostradamus section, okay?
Okay.
All right.
See you right back.
Okay. Bye. See you soon.
Like a pro.
Just like, well, you know, he does have, he's whispering to, he's listening to Rob, okay? So, news. What is in the news? Let me go ahead and pull up Yahoo.
News.
Yahoo.
What is the name of the new virus that is out there? That is the worst of the worst. Did you see this on the AOL page? I know I'm one of the very few people.
Or on AOL ever. I'd say I that went out in 1997.
It totally did. I'm the last person
that
used it.
I didn't even know AOL still had
it. Honest to God, I actually use AOL. Mm-hmm. It worked. Not at home.
Oh, apparently they must have some scoop because I have no idea. I didn't hear about this. Go ahead. I'm looking. Tell us about the virus.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Dan.
Tell us about the virus.
I don't know. I didn't have time to look at it.
No, seriously. Okay, I'm going to look. I'm going to Google this. Okay?
All right. Seriously.
Okay,
go on to AOL's webpage.
Okay,
I think the fact that there's an AOL website is news.
Are you sure that this is like not a webpage that just popped up from the 90s?
I actually have an AOL.
Okay. Now, what was the headline on it?
It was virus named one of the worst. That's what it looked like. That was the title. It was the second story on my AOL webpage this morning of news. Why do people knock AOL? What's the deal with that?
It's
vintage, but it still works.
Yeah, that's the thing. It seems old fashioned by comparison now.
Cindy has had her AOL account since 1997. That a girl, Cindy. I love you, babe.
Okay, I'm on the AOL. It's all political.
Nothing on
students
there?
Use unlikely method to get high.
No, that wasn't it.
I had heard
deadly
there...
insomnia disease? No.
Rob,
I swear to God, you were like half asleep.
Wait. Now I'm looking it up right now. I'm signing into my account.
Oh my God.
Hold on. My work account.
Okay. Oh.
No, I'm gonna.
Okay, find this virus story and read it.
I will.
Okay,
I hope
I don't
they still have
it
listed.
I know.
I meant
back.
To read it, but I was swamped.
And I'm just as bad because I'm still going Yahoo for my news.
Yahoo.
I only go Yahoo because that's where the song is. I do, however, go through a list of news places. Like I'll open up Yahoo, and then if there's a story headline that I want to read, I'll actually Google it.
Oh my God,
because
you got
I hate
sliders tonight.
Well, yeah.
Who brought sliders?
She chickened out.
Oh.
Thank you.
I told her to
okay, in the news, Canada's huge fire that wipes out a whole town. All the survivors go to the survivor place to go, and it burns down. They have
oh
to
my
move.
God.
It's
that's
horrible.
Rob, there's nothing to do with the virus.
No, but I'm looking up the virus now.
Jackie, do you ever go on Bing?
Yeah, I actually do a lot of them.
Because what I like about Bing's news feed is that every once in a while it'll actually have a quiz that you can take about the recent stories.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate Bing. I think
really?
Bing is the worst. But just a personal preference, that is. I'm not judging you. Well, maybe I am.
Hey, well, this is coming from someone who still is on AOL.
Love you! Okay, the story's gone. I did not know they changed stories throughout the day.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That is shocking.
The deadliest virus. So let's search
is there anything,
it. Hold on, search.
Is there all anything right. on there about Prince? Because I had heard
no, nothing at
some
all
new
about
details
Prince.
About his death had come out.
Yeah, he was on Percocets.
Yeah, oh, that's true. He was on opiates, actually, I heard. You guys are eating without me. That's rude. Unbelievable. So,
all right, so there's no deadliest virus story.
No, I'm serious.
No, there's
I'll
not, Rob. You got
it.
Hackers Anonymous Group has new target. Who is it?
I have no idea.
I have
long. Who?
I don't
would
know.
Say look. ISIS.
All right, who do you say it is, Rob? New target.
Oh, I don't know.
Anonymous launches month-long hacking campaign against Miley Cyrus.
No! She's coming in like a wrecking ball.
Members of the secretive collective on Tuesday successfully hacked Miley Cyrus and identified her bank records to looters.
Geez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got each of you a ranch.
No, oh, thank
you.
You
oh, thank
your
you. A personal in. Little ranchy.
Little dip your taquitos
well,
in there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So anyhow, I told Veronica to set these up quite like this, Dave, for you.
Yeah,
Rob.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see that.
Ah! Okay, but,
that's vulgar. Oh,
vulgar,
my God.
She wouldn't do it. She was like, I can't do it.
Give me one of those.
For anyone who can't see that over the radio, imagine two slider sandwiches and a long, thin mm-hmm. taquito.
A phallic symbol.
Yeah.
Yes.
Veronica would not do it. She's a nice girl.
She is. She's an angel.
Nice all right, so going back. All right, look, Rob and Caitlin, I got you. Ketchup and mustard, tartar sauce, because that's really what Eaton Park uses as their special sauce.
Oh, you're too sweet.
And ranch for your taquita dips. And if June was here, we probably would have mac and cheese, which I'm challenging June to make homemade mac and cheese for the next time.
Ooh. Do you know what we should all do? We should have a mac and cheese competition some night.
I think that's a
all
great idea.
Of us. Because let me tell you, my husband, shout out to him, makes the best mac and cheese in the world. He makes the best mac and cheese in the world that I can't poop for a week. Just saying.
We look forward to it.
Yeah, Rob.
Well,
that
I'm married. Welcome to the real world.
Yay. Boom.
Really?
Really, sweetie. I lost my ring at home. Okay.
So anyhow, okay.
All right. Where do you go from that? All
right. News.
And he's the conservative.
Yeah, he's the conservative.
Oh, God. I just got judged by a 5-year-old.
Seven. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't raise them to be like that.
Well, obviously you do.
No, obviously I don't.
Obviously you do. I just got bullied by a 7-year-old. Why doesn't he just throw me on a ship and burn me? Okay, when I leave tonight, you're going to have to talk husband and husband things, okay?
I have spoken to him about this. Here's how liberal I am on that. Is that you remember when you met Noah for the first time when he was 13, and Noah was fine with it.
Yeah, he didn't faze him at all. The 7-year-old judges me.
He went, really?
Really?
Oh gosh, he's got you in tears.
Right over the news portion of the show, unless you guys have news you want to share.
I think that was all the news we needed tonight. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Oh, girl, guess what I got?
What do you got?
I got my Hillary card to say, I am a woman.
Woo!
Woo, woo, woo.
I had to pay $3 for it. It's coming in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that I am officially a part of the woman. A woman, not a part of the woman.
I challenge you.
What?
To hold that card.
What? Yeah. Take a picture and put it online.
And then hold
That's
it.
That's not a challenge.
And stand on that card
and
go, I am holding my woman card. I wonder if I can get into the ladies' room.
Oh, man. I can't even come to the radio show without your kid touching me. Can you imagine?
So,
anyways, I think it's going to take like 3 weeks to get my card.
But
the election will probably be over by
Bob,
then.
Bob, let's do that. Let's put you in, holding the card. I'm a woman. We'll do a video. You saying it has my name on it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go, so today I am a woman. I'm going to go into the ladies' room.
I love that idea because you know I'm like a liberal. So.
I know. So we're going to take a little break and take a commercial break. And just for the new listeners out there, we're going to go ahead and play Becky just one more time.
Becky, I love Becky.
Becky.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Becky, and I'm here to tell you something.
I'm freaking awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, and besides that, I'm opening a beauty salon.
It's gonna be freaking wicked.
Yeah,
wicked.
I cut hair and do nails and like do tans and shit. So come on down.
You know it's so hot.
If you wanna get like the coolest shit ever, hit me up on Twitter. It's at Becky Bitches.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's so hot.
Becky.
Awesome.
What's going on, Cray? This is Becky.
Becky is
awesome. I thought I made myself like totally clear, but in case you were the only person who didn't know, I have a beauty salon.
Becky, don't be stupid.
It's like the wickedest place that has ever existed.
Becky is like the best thing ever.
So hot. It's in my basement, and it's like the bombest basement ever.
Oh my god, totally crazy, Becky's salon, it's the place to be.
So come on down, I'll like give you some tips or some curls or something. Come on down.
Oh my god, right? Becky.
I said Becky. Yes, me. Becky, yeah.
Power Intensive. You've done a lot of things and you want people to notice. Harrington understands. We've done a lot of things. We've traveled to pristine forest to clear cut the finest timber. Then shipped it halfway around the world in coal burning steamships to be manufactured by children in third world countries. It's shipped again around the globe to another third world country where we package our low quality toothpicks.
Hi, I'm famous basketball player Dwight Dingleberry. I don't normally endorse a product unless a company gives me a big check. Powerington Tinson did just that. By paying me, they were able to increase their cost, therefore increase their profit. Just $29.95 for a box of toothpicks may seem high, but the logo on the box sort of looks like a silhouette of me doing a basketball play, so it is well worth it. So go out and get yourself some boxes of my toothpicks, but also make fun of your friends who don't have my toothpicks, because remember, you ain't nothing unless you have a dingleberry hanging from your lip.
Get your dingleberry on.
Right, we actually had to do an extra commercial because I was still laughing really hard. And I- it's terrible.
I think I'm leaving. You two can do the show without me.
No, my God.
I noticed he waited till after you gave him the little golf cart.
Oh, yeah. I give him
to
toys,
that.
And then he judges me.
No, I'm not mad at you. But you should be married to a guy. I don't... You know, that has to be taught in school.
You put him up to that, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, but here's the thing. We talk about this, like, I wouldn't say, like, all the time. Men will go, well, like, whenever he sees, like, a man and a man kissing or a woman and a woman kissing on TV, he doesn't really react, you know? But mm-hmm. I don't ever act like it's anything out of the norm.
Well, do you think that they're teaching him that? What do they teach him in school?
They have to be, because... Rob, you've been a part of my life for as long as the girls have been alive. So, to them, you know, they don't look at a gay American.
Oh, I was their fashion director.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would be curious to see Violet's reaction.
All right, we have to do that
when
someday.
She's here. Because because she goes to that school now.
Well, I mean, she's been to your house, Rob.
Right, she's been to your house.
Yeah, but there are a lot of other guys in my house.
What?
I don't know what the hell that meant, but...
Me either. All right, so tonight's show.
Wow.
What the hell is tonight's show about?
Okay, tonight's show, and I gave everybody a homework assignment.
Yes. I did mine, actually.
Thank God collected what we needed for so we could actually have something to re-go back on.
That's
Nostradamus.
Why she's Collective Kate.
Mm-hmm. Nostradamus is our show topic. These taquitos are pretty good. Are these from Aldi's?
Oh, they are from Aldi's, yeah.
They're very good. Once in a while, you'll pull up a meal from Aldi's that is
bombs.
It bombs.
Like that pizza the
that
one
chicken
night?
Chicken pizza had to be...
The chicken pizza was the worst.
Was the worst, okay.
You know, you got to hear something about my husband. So I'm at work working hard, and he's at home not working too hard because he works from home sometimes. And I said, hey... I really want to make a rice dish with chicken for tonight's show, okay? Something different that we've never really had before. You know what he told me? No, I have two meanings. You're taking the taquitos.
I'm surprised he didn't say, Rob, don't cook. Do us all a favor and don't
cook.
Yeah,
that's true. You're absolutely right about that.
All right, let's test your knowledge.
Both of you.
On Nostradamus. Okay?
All right, I'm ready. Kate,
ready?
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Don't cheat, Kate.
Kate? Cheating.
I'd like to officially go on record and say that Anonymous isn't hacking Matt Lee Cyrus. I just made that up. It's hacking.
Oh, you are such a bitch.
Well, who was it really? Because I saw something
about
them. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You know what, though? I'm surprised they wouldn't come up with something like that just for publicity's sake. I can't say that with food in my mouth.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, Kate. Because I know that you are... pretty honest. Rob's not. So I'm going to ask a question about Nostradamus. If you have it on the sheet in front of you that you can see easily and say, I have it on the sheet in front of me, we'll make Rob answer it. Okay? But if you don't have to look. If you,
I mean, these are just about predictions.
No, this is just
made. Prediction. They're not
okay.
About personal all right, things
Rob.
About them.
You ready, Rob?
Uh-huh.
No, I'll ask this one, Kate. Where is Nostradamus from? I would have got this one wrong.
Oh, I think I know this.
Well, I would have got it wrong.
I think France?
Very good. Is that what you would have said?
I was going to say Spain.
I was going to say Spain or Italy, but no, it's from France, okay? All right, Rob?
Uh-huh, ready.
What year was he born?
Oh, geez.
Wait, you know what? Let's give you what century?
12.
And Caitlin?
I'll say 19th.
No. Boo, what century was Nostradamus? Let it go.
Oh, gosh.
Let it go. Let it go. What year?
I don't know if I should appreciate this.
You have to tell
your
mom. That was my favorite. Thank you, sweetie. Okay, he was born in 1566.
Wow. That was a good year.
That was a good year, yeah. And he was born
here,
in France.
I want that one.
You want, okay. Rob wants two of the same.
Rob?
Yeah.
For outstanding psychic ability.
Mm-hmm.
No, just give his question to Caitlin.
Why are you doing this? You did this in every question.
Aside from prophecy, what is he known for?
He was an apothecary.
What the hell's that?
It's like medicine.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He treated. Oh, very good. Ding 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 ding.
What are you dinging her for? You only asked me one question.
Why are you throwing garbage where we're having our food?
It's not garbage. Okay. It's fresh. It's right off the wrapper.
Rob.
What?
What month was he born?
Oh, jeez.
You only got 12 to choose from.
In March.
Wrong. Boo, what month was Nostradamus born?
1982.
Very good. All right. July.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not?
Okay, we're going to give you a question. What religion is he? At what kind of church does he go to?
He goes to
the church. Is he Protestant,
church.
Jewish. Catholic, or Baptist?
Catholic.
He was Catholic, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? He was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I guess most of France is, aren't they?
Rob, how old was he when he died? And do not cheat.
42.
No. McKitlin?
I will say 72.
100.
He was 62 years old.
Wow.
How did Nostradamus die?
Okay.
Boop.
He had his hand raised.
No. Because he actually died younger than your grandfather, who happens to be my first ex-husband, who's much, much older than your nanny. When you're old enough to take me to the casino, I will still be younger than your pappy is now. Caitlin.
I would say he died of an illness.
Rob?
He died because he didn't get his women's card, the official Hillary for America card.
He died because he was believed to be evil.
So he was murdered?
He was murdered.
Was he poisoned?
Burned.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Burned to death. All right. So Nostradamus made these predictions. What are some Nostradamus predictions? Now, how do you have them listed? Just as his predictions, or do you have them listed as predictions that came true?
Well,
and why
have...
did you get these? Because they have, like, books on this stuff. How did you narrow it down?
I just did a search for Nostradamus predictions.
That's right, sorry.
Okay.
Okay, well, I have two lists here. One of them is actual quotes from him, so they're worded like riddles.
Okay, oh, I like riddles. Go ahead.
And I don't have answers, though. They're just quotes.
Riddle me this.
Some of them you might be able to figure out.
Okay.
And then the other one is a list of predictions he specifically made for this year, 2016.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's go with just paraphrase some of the ones he's made in the past, if you can.
Okay. The year 1999, seventh month, from the sky will come a great king of terror to bring back to life the great king of the Mongols before and after Mars to reign by good luck.
That came true?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he says it happened in 1999 in July.
Oh. July 1999. What prediction to our listeners out there would that have been? July 1999. I'm trying to think of who would have rose to power in 1999.
A great king of terror.
Bush.
Read that again. Shut up.
From the sky will come a great king of terror to bring back to life the great king of the Mongols before and after Mars to reign by good luck.
If anyone has a clue on that one, let Rob know in the chat room. Hey, what's another one?
Okay, another riddle one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Germany, a new sect shall be born which shall renew ancient pagan times. Now, he doesn't have a specific year here. That could have been Nazi Germany.
Could have been Nazi Germany. Mm-hmm. What else you have?
Let's see.
We're all still stumbling after Rob's lecture.
Yeah, I hope you can patch things up with Boo after this. This has taken a very sad turn tonight.
I swear to God, if he says to me, we need to take Rob to see some girly dancers.
he and I are going to have a summit to get through this.
Oh, my God. All right. So, since you have the ones for 2016 handy, why don't you read us some 2000?
Oh, yeah.
These are Nostradamus predictions for 2016. And Rob and I both have written our own predictions. He's the Robadamus.
Oh, I love that.
Robadamus.
And I'm Nenadamus.
Nanadamus.
Nanadamus.
Nanadamus. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, interestingly, one of them, that's number one. I'll save that. Number seven, Middle East on fire. Petrol and oil in the Gulf states in the Middle East will be set on fire, according to Nostradamus' predictions for 2016. Things are heating up for the presidential elections in 2016. I wonder if this is coincidental.
Oh.
Mm. I think so.
Happen or won't happen?
Definitely. It will happen.
I'm going to say happen, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to go with it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, number 10. This is a top 10 list. So
uh-huh.
That was number 7. Yeah. This is number 10. Obama will be the last president. Nostradamus predicted that Obama, or whatever president would be, elected
sure.
at that time, predicted that Obama would be victorious in the 2013 elections, but he also predicted that Mr. Barack Obama would be America's last president. Does that mean that the time has come for the United States to pass the torch to someone else? Who will be the next superpower?
China.
That's actually one of the ones on the list.
No, really?
China? Like, these are all with question marks. China, Russia, North Korea? Nothing is certain.
Okay, here's the question I have. All right. Could this be, his original quote was, the last political figure to come to power? Because if you think about it, the last political figure, if he says political figure, would be correct, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
he was a senator.
And they didn't, the United States and presidents didn't exist back
right,
then.
Right, so he wouldn't have said, the great nation was led by, Barack Obama or a president. He would have said, the leader, the political leader of the great nation will see his last, something like that. I'm just guessing, because if you think about it, there could be a possibility that a certain someone who is not a politician could become president of the United States. So, that's always a possibility. All right, what do we also got? Number 9.
How many do you want to do?
Two.
Okay. Well, all right, then.
You have 10 of them.
Yeah, I did two already.
Okay.
Number 9, unusual weather patterns. In his writings, Nostradamus mentioned unusual weather patterns and natural cataclysms / disasters that will intensify further than they already have. He described the events as where water shall be seen to rise as the ground is seen to fall underneath. We are already seeing now in the springtime in many parts of the world. What's next? 2015 also saw the most frigid temperatures ever.
I'm going to say, yeah, that's happening. Because
absolutely.
Because look at because of the drought that was out in California, everything is starting to come back a little bit. So waters are rising.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, here
well,
we are
plus
in mid-May in Pennsylvania. It's colder than I think it was the beginning of
and
the year.
What about the icebergs melting? The water's rising with that. So.
Mm-hmm.
But we got people that want to talk. So
ooh, okay.
give us that number one prediction for 2016.
Okay. You guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Russia makes peace. If the Russians are not allied with Europe and the West during the beginning of this war, Nostradamus stated in the epistle that a northern king from Aquilon, an allusion to Russia, will eventually help to set things right. The United States and Russia have never seen eye to eye, especially with the conflict in Syria. It will be interesting to see how this prophecy will play out.
Hmm.
Could the Crimean War of 2014 lead to peace with Russia? I doubt that Russia wants nothing less than world dominance, but we will have to wait and see what will happen.
I don't think Russia will ever see peace. I don't. It's hard to, Rob?
Go ahead.
Opinion.
Well, no, I don't think we'll ever have peace. Absolutely not. I think it's only going to get worse and worse until World War III breaks out. Nuclear war. I think we might actually, the three of us here, almost all the same age, We'll see a nuclear
don't
bomb.
Don't put yourself in case 8 bracket. Be your child.
Yes, I can put myself in
no,
case
she
8
could,
bracket.
Unfortunately, she could be your child.
It's not possible. I have a husband.
I could be your adopted daughter.
Okay. Hey, do you want to be my adopted daughter?
I could be the Lily to your Cam.
Oh, you could. You could be my Lily.
That's right. Oh,
my
like,
Lily.
He is like Cam, isn't he?
I do think we'll see, the three of us will see a nuclear bomb going off this
city. I think we will.
I really do.
I think we will see a nuclear warhead detonated in our lifetime. I totally, totally agree with that. Okay. Where it's going to be, I don't know, but we will see it happen.
I think within the next 5 years, we will see World War III.
Yeah, but
total destruction
did we know
and
it was World
unpeace.
War III? Because I don't think like the soldiers were marching the beach in Normandy saying, we're in World War II.
People like labels.
I
think people like labels, so yeah.
I don't think it's going to be labeled until years now. So we're not going to go, my God, we're in World War III.
Well, I mean, you consider, like, what is it, the second time is a coincidence, the third time is a pattern. I think people are going to jump on the World War III name a lot sooner this time around.
Okay.
I agree with that, yeah. As for the predictions with the rising water and dry.
We have guests online waiting to come in, and we're going to introduce, I think one of them is Harold.
Harold? Hi, Harold. Thanks for doing Chatsy.
He's probably answering you, and I didn't even make him live yet.
Aww. Hello, guys.
Hello, Harold.
Hello,
Harold.
Hi.
Are you going to be polite tonight? Because if you're not going to be polite tonight, we're not going to have you on the show anymore.
I will be polite tonight.
Okay.
We will throw your ass under a speeding bus like nothing.
No homophobics allowed.
Don't judge me, Harold.
We have a vicious 7-year-old in the studio.
Rob, I have
There's
never
a vicious
in my
7-year-old
life
in this
you.
House.
Behave.
Oh, my God. So, Harold.
Yes?
Before we bring on Paula, who's also waiting in the queue, what do you think of Nostradamus' predictions? Should we put any stock in them or should we not?
They're about 50-50.
You think they're about 50-50?
Yeah.
Do you think anyone could really predict the future?
No.
Okay. Boy, you are a man of many words, Harold. So always good to have your wisdom and everything on the show. My God.
I'm just
Harold,
no
would you
one
like to
has that capability.
Elaborate on that, Harold.
Big word, Harold.
Well,
big word.
You have to have some pretty good drugs to do it.
Harold, those are all 1- and 2-syllable words. We need a 3-syllable word.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Harold.
Hey,
I challenge
was called
you to
a moron, uneducated, redneck.
Uneducated.
Earlier.
5. Yay! Hey, Harold.
Because I'm voting for a certain person.
No. We're not going there.
Hey, Harold.
I'm not. Yes.
Do you not
yes,
think
Jackie?
That people are – I'm asking if you would listen, open the ears. Do you think people are not gifted enough to predict the future? Do you think that is just not something anyone could do? Or do you think they can see the future, but we as human beings have the ability to change what that is?
We human beings have the ability to change what can happen.
So
I believe there's people that are gifted that have the ability to – see things in short distances and maybe influence them, but other than that, you know, seeing as far as, you know, he was trying to predict, the countries weren't even there at the time. And
Harold.
So, you know, it's, yes.
Columbus discovered America in the 1400s, 1492, right?
I know.
Yep. He wasn't born until 1566. I'm going to say America was there. But that's okay if you don't know your history.
Yes, but not the United States.
Okay, it's true. The colonies.
We weren't even a colony then.
When did we become the colonies? Oh, 1700s.
1700.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
so,
1776.
I have to tell you this, right? So, I'm writing my new book, My Dead World. And, you know, I come up with this, and Fred will laugh if he's still in chat. Fred's still in chat.
Yeah, everybody's
okay.
Still here.
Okay. So I'm writing this book, and I'm like, wow, I got this really great line, this really serious line. This will be a way to end the scene. You know, the name, that's Harold with his Bluetooth. So, so my line has to deal with Cinco de Mayo. And the main character goes, you know, it's Cinco de Mayo, it's because it's a zombie book, and she goes, it's dead. That's and Fred reaches out, he goes, Jackie, is this a joke? Cinco de Mayo is not Day of the Dead. So me and all of my wisdom, my duh, I'm like, Fred, yeah, May 5th is Cinco de Mayo, Cinco meaning five, de Mayo meaning a May, it's Cinco de Mayo. He's like, yeah, but that doesn't mean it's the Day of the Dead. And I was like, I had this incredible moment where I'm trying to convince Fred how stupid he is. But it's really me. That was the one that was stupid.
Fred said, that was so funny.
Well, do you know now what Cinco de Mayo
is? I do know now. Okay, what Cinco de Mayo is. But I thought Cinco de Mayo was Day of the Dead. I knew, you know, Cinco de Mayo being the 5th of May. But I thought it was Day of the Dead. And I think it wasn't me getting it wrong. It was me trying to convince Fred that, what's the matter with you, Fred? It's Cinco de Mayo. It's the 5th of May. Duh.
What's interesting?
I was so wrong.
We're talking about Nostradamus today, and today is who predicted the Holocaust. Today is the Remembrance Day of the Holocaust in Jerusalem.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
And it's not Day of the Dead, though.
Well, no.
Okay. So, hey, Harold, stay on the line. We're going to bring on
our caller.
Wonder who that could be. And our surprise caller is... Wait. There it is. She's coming. Hold on.
You're on live. Is this Paula?
Hi.
Did you know you pressed the number one, right?
Hi, okay, Paula. Why don't you stay and chat with us?
Is this Paula?
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome to the Apocalypse Now Show. You are on live.
Hi, Jackie. Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Hey. Did you get to listen to the questions? You probably missed the end of it because when we put you on the air, it's a little different time, you know, time thing.
Different time.
Do you think Nostradamus, in your opinion, had the ability to predict the future, or do you think no one really does?
You know, I kind of go back and forth because I think it's easy to look back at predictions that he made, like, you know, 10 years ago, and then look at things that have happened and try to correlate the two. But, you know, his predictions, like you look at the top 10 that he's made for this year, and they're kind of like, I mean, they could be anything. So you could almost take anything that happened and say, well, hey, there, see, he said that, and that's happening, so he predicted it. But I don't know. Did he really? I know that he definitely had an ability to see things in the future, and it seemed back in that time that Nostradamus, and there was another guy, too, that was also a healer, a farmer, I believe, that he, like, went to sleep, and he like, said he got on this fifth plane. And he predicted a lot of things. So, you know, it's like people who say they talk to the dead. They seem to know things that they didn't know. So I don't know. I don't really know.
You go
I
back
think
and forth.
Possibly. Well, you know, as my faith says, I'm not supposed to dwell and get into that stuff. So I don't get into it. But I believe that there are things out there and other things out there that happen, and yeah, I think it's possible.
Okay, so I have this little game for you guys. Harold, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm
Harold.
Still with you.
Harold,
yes.
Will you please stop smoking the weed?
Really, Harold? Put the drugs down.
Put the drugs down and join us in the conversation.
Oh, my God. We're only on for an hour.
Let's
screw this up.
I haven't smoked weed since 1977.
The official name of marijuana is, when you're on the Apocalypse Nena Show, is the weed. The weed. That was I don't know if you guys remember, I posted on my Facebook, random Facebook survey.
The weed.
The weed won.
The Weed. Really? That was the original call.
Well, no, here's that. I put on a random Facebook survey. If there was one way a person responded to marijuana to show them that they were just a novice, had no idea what they were talking about, how would they call it? And everyone were the Weed. So I adopted
that makes sense,
thing. Like when somebody in my book really is not a weed head or a pothead or because I certainly.
A beginner. Like a
child. The Weed.
A judging 7-year-old. Redneck. Little Republican
I'm
child.
I'm surprised he doesn't like NASCAR.
Little baby white right winger he is.
He is. What happened to my grandson? You would think that I take him up. You know what? It's the haircut. Ever since I buzzed his hair, he's been different.
He's turned into a skinhead.
Oh, my God.
He's a little baby Hitler.
I know what happened to my son, my grandson.
Hey, be nice about guys with short hair.
I'm picking on you, boo. But that's okay.
We love you.
We love you. We're teasing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you a question, boo. Can anybody predict the future and tell what's going to happen in the future?
I'm guessing, yes.
Do you know anyone that can predict the future? Do you know anybody? Rob can predict the future?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's very talented, isn't he? Do you like Rob?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I predict
you're
going to apologize to me next week.
Okay. Listen, me and Rob, or Rob and I, created our own predictions, and we made them into riddles. Now, do you know what your prediction is?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
We're going to read them to you guys and the listeners and see if you can determine what our predictions mean. So read yours first, Rob.
Okay, my riddle is San Francisco.
That's not a riddle. Now we already know the location.
No, it is a riddle.
Okay.
All right? San Francisco, Philadelphia, and New Midland is my riddle. What do they all have in common?
That's not a prediction, goofball.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, when I read mine, you're going to be like, oh, okay, get it.
All right, go ahead. No. Read yours.
Well, what do they all have in common? Don't leave us hanging.
Within the next 10 years, okay?
This is your prediction.
It is predicted, okay, that an earthquake will happen all at the same time, all being 8.0, okay, on a Richter scale, and the entire country of the United States will be divided in 3 ways.
I can safely say that your prediction is probably not going to come true.
Really? But I read it.
You're not supposed to read it. You're supposed to make it up, Rob. You know?
Okay, well, why don't you think my prediction is going to happen? Harold, stop laughing at me. I'm feeling very sensitive right now.
Section off the United States like a bologna sandwich. It's not going to happen. Okay?
I like bologna.
So do prisoners. Okay? But the number one food is Allegheny County Jail. Are you going to cut the United States? My biggest problem with the movie 2012, okay, was the way that instantaneously the ground rose up. I mean,
that movie was crappy. I hated it.
But it had a good song.
Yeah, it did.
It did. Right. Okay, here's my prediction.
As a riddle.
Now, I'm going to read it to you.
Riddle me this, Jack.
Okay, I think I've come up with one. So. Okay.
In the year 16, on the full moon of 9, a country who stomps the sea, a great man of white will raise his arms. I can't read what I wrote there. And then from the heavens, bolts of lightning, terror strikes. Many perish. The white man, great man in white, is left to lead the world in mourning. All right, break it down.
All right, give me the first line again.
The man in white.
Can you repeat that, please?
Okay, I'll read it one more time. In the year 16, on the full moon of 9, a country who stomps the sea, a great man of white will raise his arms. Ascending from the heavens are bolts of lightning. Terror strikes. Many perish. The great man in white leads the world to mourn.
The man in white, I would say, is the Pope.
Rob, who do you say the man in white is?
Oh, I really think that the man in the white is the United States people, Americans, giving up to a darker complexion man, like maybe Muslims or ISIS.
The man in white. Harold, who do you say the man in white is?
I would say it would be the Pope, but it sounds like England gets wiped out.
Okay. Paula, who do you think the man in white is I'm referring to?
I couldn't hear your whole prediction, so I'm not sure.
All right, but take it down.
I'm thinking... Do what?
In the year 16, on the full moon of 9, in the year 16, on the full moon of 9, I'm predicting what year and month, Rob?
September.
Right.
Of this year.
Of this
new
year.
New moon in September of this year.
Full moon.
A full moon.
So, you guys have the date.
September 11th?
When is the full moon? Look,
I don't know.
I didn't look. A country who stomps the sea. A country who stomps the sea. Anybody guess?
Italy.
Italy.
Because it looks like a boot.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I get that part.
A great man of white will raise his arms.
I'm still saying
the
Pope.
It is the Pope. Leading a man.
Yeah, the Pope.
Ascending from heavens, bolts of lightning. Terror strikes.
September 16th is the full moon.
So on September 16th, 2016, what day is that fall on? If it's a Sunday, I'm going to get kind of freaked out.
What day is it?
I'm checking.
Right.
What day of the week?
What day of the week the full moon in September is? It's got to be at least 2 days, right? Or is full moon only one day?
I think it's only one day.
Okay. Rob's taking forever. Okay. Ascending from heaven, bolts of lightning, terror strikes. Paula, what am I predicting there?
Are you predicting the rapture?
No. Harold, what am I predicting? Ascending
holy
from heaven.
War.
No.
Hey, holy war.
Predicting an ISIS attack.
An ISIS attack on the Vatican.
It's a Friday.
On Friday, September 16th, 2016, there will be an attack on the Vatican. Explosions that arrive from the sky, so they're going to shoot them in. And one of the only survivors will be the Pope.
Oh, I see.
That's my prediction.
But the Pope...
We'll have a Pope then.
What the hell, Rob?
Why don't you think that, Rob?
Because we'll probably get into a war this summer and they'll take them out like nothing.
Do you really think we're going to be in a war this summer? Like this summer?
Yeah, we can get into
before,
a war anytime.
Before that E word.
Oh, don't say that word. Yeah, I do, actually.
So, something's going to happen before November.
Do you think so, Harold? What do you think?
I think something's going to happen before November to give President Obama authority to... stop until something's taken care of before anything can happen.
So you think, wait, whoa. Harold makes a prediction coming up on the Apocalypse Nana Show. So Harold, you feel that there will be an event that will happen in November that will, or before November, that will make President Obama's term extended.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah. Something will happen between September and October.
That would be an October.
Somebody will attack us and cause martial law to be declared, and he'll be able to stay in.
Could that happen? Could the president, does anyone know, anybody know the rules on that one? I mean, can his term be extended, Paula?
Not legally. However, Obama doesn't do things through legal channels necessarily. If something happens and he calls martial law, then I believe his term could be extended. And I agree with Harold in the respect that I also think that Obama is not going to be stepping down. I think he has plans for something to take place, and I think that's why maybe he's bringing over these Syrian refugees posed as really ISIS terrorist, and maybe something is going to happen with attacks on the United States to where he has to call martial law, and then there won't be an election.
You know, in all of my writer mind and conspiracy theories that I've had in my lifetime, and this year especially, you two have said something I didn't even think of, that something would happen. It didn't even dawn on me that something could happen to extend his presidency. And it could, thinking about it, it could. I mean, if there were a national crisis like a zombie apocalypse or something close to that, I mean, like,
yeah,
he could be.
Well, an attack on Washington, D.C. could do it.
Yeah. That, mm-hmm. Wow. Now, here's a question. And those in the chat room can answer this one, too. Let's all give a percentage of likelihood, okay? Like, you know, Caitlin, how much percent chance do you think that there will be an event? Because this is one way to hold Nostradamus' prediction true.
When to when?
Let's go my prediction, September.
All right.
To the beginning of November.
Okay.
Percentage of probability that an event will occur to extend Obama's presidency.
I will say 30%.
Caitlin says 30%. Rob?
87.2%.
Rob, it's not Price is Right.
Oh, sorry.
Harold?
I'll round down to 87.
Harold?
I heard about 60% chance of something happening.
Wait, you say 50% it could not happen? That's kind of like a wuss like answer, Harold.
No, Harold, come on, pull it together.
You're the one that put this in our minds, Harold, and now you're like, well, 50% chance, dude.
No, I
really,
60.
Let me hit this marijuana.
60.
I'm going to smoke 60. The weed, dude.
Put the pipe down, buddy.
Well, listening to Just Call Me Angel of the Morning. Yeah.
All right.
Harold
all
just
right.
Turned into Keanu Reeves in your mind.
He did. No, okay, that way.
All right. 75% of it
happening. I'm going to get this marijuana pipe. And in my mind, I'm hearing, I need a hero. Okay. I'm moving. The rest was in Virginia, dude. Okay. So, all right. Harold with 50.
I'm going to move to West Virginia just to heckle you.
Oh, good help me. I'm going down to egg your house. Rob says 87%.
0.2.
0.2. Caitlin says 30%. Paula, what do you say?
I'm going to have to say 82%.
Oh,
hi, girl. I love you, Paula.
High lovability. I'm going
to say. Who said that?
That was Rob, one of my co-hosts.
I love you too, Rob.
Station, like, you're got a fan finally.
I
somebody
do.
Likes
I have
you.
A fan.
Somebody likes you.
Oh God,
obviously not
you,
my
Paul.
Obviously not my grandson anymore.
If Harold hates me, I'm glad to have my only fan.
I do
fan.
Not hate you.
Shut up, Harold.
Can I say something?
You can, yes. Yes, you can say it.
You know, you look at Nostradamus, I'm sorry, you look at his predictions, and they don't make sense. Because one thing, Obama's not a fan of Israel right now. So the United States would not be standing behind Israel if something were to happen. And the Pope himself is actually taking in Muslim refugees. So why would the Muslims be against him?
Oh, you mean with the... Wait, it was not Muslim, though, was it? It was Mongolian.
Yeah.
It was Mongolian. No.
I don't know.
It was China.
I read somewhere that they were taking in some Muslim... They just said Muslim refugees. They didn't say from where.
No.
It just
we're
surprised
just,
me.
We're
because
just
they were like,
about.
Yeah, you know, he's Catholic, and he's taking in... A different religion, you know, they were like up in arms over it, or they were just surprised.
Okay.
I don't know what they were.
Well, that's because the Pope is really cool. I like the Pope. We don't let anyone talk negative of it. But I think the prediction is Mongolian.
I would not be negative on the Pope at all. No way.
What's that? I know you're not. Mongolian. What is that? Wait, you both have copies of these top 10 predictions. What is the...
Okay, well, the Mongolian thing was the prediction for 1999.
Okay, what was the Obama last president one?
Okay, well, it was for this year.
Yeah.
And let's see.
He's the last president.
Yeah, does it say why? No.
Well, no, it doesn't. No. It speculates that could mean that the United States would be passing the torch to another country.
Okay, somebody needs to get online real fast and read the exact quote prediction. If anyone can
I can
that.
Read it to you, Jackie. I have it right here.
You have the actual quote prediction?
Oh, you mean the top 10?
No, no, no.
It says
the exact wordage that he used.
Oh, no, I don't have that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have to find the exact words. Because I'd be curious to read the exact words. Yeah, because I know when he predicted that a tower's falling, it was the two rocks. You know what I mean? Things like that. Things like that. Okay, so I'm thinking we should play the flashbang game.
I love the flashbang game.
Paula doesn't know what the flashbang game
is. What, Paula?
She's a new listener, so why don't you let her know what the flashbang game is.
Okay, Paula, here's the situation. Jacqueline picks the time and place and three people, okay? They could be stars. They could be anybody. You have to choose one over the other. You're not allowed to choose both.
Why are they choosing them, though?
What do you mean, why? Because that's what their opinion is.
Okay. She has no idea what we're talking about.
All right.
I choose the end of the world topic, give you a scenario how the world is going to end, and give you two people to choose from, and you must choose which of the two you would prefer to spend the apocalypse with.
What
okay,
I think
hopefully
that?
I know who they are.
Because you were just so flustered by
I was
move.
Flustered. She's never put me on a spot like that.
You would think that you would know this.
Oh, Jackie, it's been a rough hour. It's been
yes.
so dramatic. Get your feet off the table.
I'm sorry.
Jackie, that's disgusting. Don't do that again.
Okay. All right, here's the first two. Are you ready? I can't seem to find any. Okay, here we go. I got my list.
Okay.
I have to dig up. We're going to be picking the apocalypse is nuclear war and actors that played psychics.
Oh, okay. I love that. That's a great idea. I'm ready.
First one, Patricia Arquette or Jennifer Love Hewitt, Rob?
Jennifer Love Hewitt. I always thought she was one woman who was very pretty, and I must have pretty in my apocalyptic bunker underground. That's why Harold's in my bunker. He's pretty.
Okay, Caitlin?
Just refresh my memory on who Patricia Arquette is.
I'll show you a picture.
I would say usually in a situation like this, it comes down to the more famous celebrity. I would say Jennifer Love Hewitt, just because if you're still relevant, that could be a sign that you're more adaptable.
I think she'd get on my last freaking nerves. Harold.
Patricia Arquette.
So apparently I'm on an article that says 18 actors who played psychics, and that only gives me two. Paula.
Do you want Patricia Arquette again?
She's Roseanne Arquette and David Arquette's sister. She played, oh my gosh, we only don't even have time to go through. Patricia Arquette played, one played the Ghost Whisperer, and the other played, she's a blonde woman. She was in that movie, A Story About a Boy. She played the mom. The 12-year-old long movie.
Well, I don't know who she is. I'm going to say Jennifer, because, you know, she does seem to have a good head on her shoulders. She seems to have a little bit of oomph to her, you know. She didn't,
Jennifer... Jennifer Love Hewitt is the apocalypse bomb one, except for me. Oh, Patricia Arquette played in Ed Wood. And that is going to wrap up the show. Harold, Paula, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Love to call in.
Paula,
thank you for calling in.
Even
though I get thrown under the bus.
always. I think you come in to be abused. Caitlin, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah,
come in.
Me.
Rob?
Thank you, Paula, for being my number one fan. I love you with all my heart. I owe my life to you. Good night.
Boo.
Bye-bye, Pittsburgh people.
And, yeah, they're from all over the world, baby. All over the world on behalf of the Apocalypse Menace Show. Myself, Caitlin, Rob, and tonight, my baby boy, Boo.
And
have a good night.
You forgot to say the cool boy.
The cool boy.
Good night.
Good night.
But I hope you heard
all
that.
Planet is so full.
I